Audio Mo 15, day 3. Yesterday, a day of no exercise whatsoever, because you do need that. If you are exercising, you do need to give your body time to recover as well, particularly at the stage that I'm at, where I'm only really at the beginning. I've been running and swimming consistently now for a couple of months, and my body does need that recovery time. I do notice that. Even when I was in my 30s and I was doing a lot, my body would still need a day or so to recover. In fact, when I ran the New York Marathon, I think I needed 3 months to recover after that. I could barely walk afterwards, and it took me a long time before I got running again. And that actually raises an issue I didn't want to talk about today, but why don't we talk about it? And that is exercising and working towards a goal. Because what can happen is you can work towards the goal and you can do all the exercising, get very fit, and you can lose the weight, etc., etc. And it could be for a marathon, or it could be for a triathlon, or it could be for a 5 kilometer fun run, whatever it is. Although at the moment, 5 kilometers is quite far away from a fun run for me, I can tell you. But whatever the goal is, once you've reached the goal, then it can be quite hard, I think, to keep going again, because I kind of stopped running, not only because I was in a lot of pain, if you like, and I couldn't really run, my body was shattered after the marathon, but I also lost some impetus to run because I'd been training very hard for the marathon. And then when it came around, it was a great thing to do, but then it was done. It was finished. The objective was achieved. And then I stopped running. And there is that danger. So I'm toying with the idea of running the Cork Marathon next year, or maybe because I am swimming, I am running, I'm one discipline away from a triathlon, and that discipline is cycling. And let's be honest, I'm half Dutch, so it's in my blood anyway. And I've been toying with the idea of maybe training for either a sprint triathlon or a proper triathlon. But my worry is, if I do, what happens then? Would I continue, or would I again have this sense of, well, I've achieved that, I can tick that off, I don't need to go back to that, and therefore I'm going to stop? I don't know. We'll see. I haven't really decided. I just want to keep this going for a while, keep in a rhythm, keep swimming, keep running, and get fitter and get healthier. Follow up from yesterday's concoction of turmeric powder mixed in warm water as a remedy to help with sore joints and sore muscles. It was thoroughly disgusting, I can tell you. A couple of people got in touch with suggestions of how I could improve it. Lynn Thorstenson, who I know via Instagram is where I come across her. She is a nutritionist. She is somebody who knows about food and knows about eating healthily and eating good stuff. Whoops. She suggested adding black pepper to the drink to help absorption into the system. So I have added black pepper to tonight's drink of warm water, turmeric powder, and now we have black pepper in there. Liz Casey, who I also know through Instagram, excuse me, I don't know what's going on. I worry I'm coming down with something. That would not be good. I have got a monster 7 days ahead of me, and the last thing I need now is to get ill. Anyway, Liz was suggesting Manuka honey. And quite frankly, I was thinking there is no amount of honey is going to make this drink more palatable, especially now I've added pepper to it. Thank you, Liz. So, Manuka or otherwise, Manuka is this really, really healthy honey that has all kinds of properties. I just thought there isn't enough honey in the world that can make this any better, especially after Lynn has had me add in pepper as well. Anyway, Liz, Lynn, I have followed your suggestions. I have added them to the drink tonight. And let me just give it a stir, because the turmeric has settled on the bottom of the glass like some malicious sediment. So here we go. This is the updated drink of warm water, turmeric powder. About, I've put in a very generous teaspoonful of this powder, turmeric powder, a pinch of pepper, and quite a dollop of honey, I can tell you. So here we go. Let's see what this tastes like. Well, having left a lot of dead air, which is not the thing to do on an audio broadcast, it's not as bad as I thought it would be, I have to admit. Liz, your suggestion of putting honey in there really, really takes the edge off. I can taste the turmeric now. And I likened it yesterday to Yangona, a kava, as it's also known in other parts of the Pacific, which is a root, a drink made from a root. That's coming through very strongly now. The honey has worn off. But the honey makes a massive difference, I have to say. And I'm also getting some heat. And I'm not sure if that's from the turmeric or the pepper. An altogether much improved drink, I have to say. Not one that I would naturally go into a shop or a cafe, and order or seek out. But nevertheless, a massively improved drink. So there we go. A quick shout out to SM2N, who for some reason has been inspired by what I'm doing and is on a cross trainer. And he trained today and he suggested that... he was behind me. Well, quite frankly, I haven't done anything today because it's my rest day. So he's ahead of me. You're ahead of me, man. That's today's update. If you want to hear more of this nonsense and how I progress towards my goal of a 36-inch waist and a much fitter, slimmer me, tune in yesterday. Blimey, I think the turmeric is screwing with my brain. Tune in tomorrow, listen again tomorrow for day 4 of Audio Mo 2015.